Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight we remember how God suffered and died on our behalf. It is kind of scandalous to think about. Part of being God, it would seem, is to be beyond suffering and death. What is the point of being a creator if you have to die within your creation? Many in the ancient world believed that the gods were in the heavenly places to be free from any suffering in the world. The Greeks believed in an image of virtuous persons who were larger than life and never needed to ask for forgiveness because they could do no wrong. This paralleled their beliefs that the gods were beings of such largesse that they were only concerned with what was happening on the earth when they got bored. Persians believed their emperors were actually gods and thought that the godly life they lived was to be one filled with riches, possessions, and pleasures. They believed that the godly life was about being served, never about serving others. Our God, contrary to all these other ancient beliefs, was humbled to become Jesus of Nazareth, a lowly carpenter. Though this nobody from the backwater country of Galilee made a name for himself by healing and feeding thousands, preaching with authority that the Pharisees could not match, he had none of the possessions of Persian royalty, nor the valor of Greek aristocracy. Jesus lived a penniless life as a homeless wanderer. It is really quite confounding to think that any of his followers in the ancient world would believe he was God's son. How could God live such a pitiful existence in the world? What's worse, how could God suffer and die like Jesus did? For many in his day, it was not only audacious to hear Jesus say that he was God's son, it was offensive to their beliefs about what it meant to be God at all. But you know, I think they had it all wrong in the first place. I suppose it's easy to say that now, with centuries of hindsight to consider, but please hear me out. In addition to living perfect, luxurious lives on Mount Olympus or wherever else the gods were believed to exist, the gods were also believed to be strong, insightful, wise, beautiful, interesting, and a variety of other virtuous attributes. However, these heavenly attributes are really inconsistent with how the gods were thought to have lived. Have you ever met somebody who is strong, who has never really had to work hard at all in their life? Have you ever met a wise person who has not become wise by solving problems? Can someone who has never had to overcome any adversity really be very interesting? I don't think so. The ancient conceptions of the gods as beings who were at the same time strong, wise, interesting, etc., etc., is a conception that I believe is flawed and contradictory. One is not noble for avoiding suffering for all eternity. One is noble because they enter the fray and overcome the challenges that they endure there. That is why what God did in Jesus Christ is so powerful. God's Son had it made in the shade, as they say, dwelling in the heavenly places with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. God did not have to be concerned with the affairs of the world, but chose to show compassion for us anyway. So God entered our world and took on human form. The divine became human. The limitless one limited himself. And the immortal became mortal. The Son brought heaven and earth together again by being born from the heavenly realm into ours and enduring everything that goes along with being human. He did not remain above our pain and suffering, but descended to take it from us. By facing our mortality with us, God became real. There's something powerful and profound about walking through the hardships of this life together. We hear about it all the time from soldiers who made it through combat situations together, when they share that what they faced on the battlefields forges a deep bond between them. Experiences of losing those we love draw us closer together as families and communities, showing us that the hardship of death brings out something real in us that probably would not occur otherwise. Those we are the closest with are not always those we agree with the most, but rather those with whom we have suffered the longest. Experiences of suffering in this world draw us closer to one another, and God's suffering drew us closer to God. The suffering and death that Jesus endured on the cross for our sakes makes God real to us in ways that would be impossible if he remained aloof in the heavenly places. Tonight, we remember with sorrow in our hearts that God was unjustly tried, beaten, and executed for our sakes. Tonight we remember with contentment in our souls that we are not alone when we suffer and when we die, because the Son of God went ahead of us to prepare the way of the cross. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.